Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Political prisoner Mark Kornke joining us in the next segment for his weekly visit with us. Dennis Kucinich moving forward with impeachment articles in front of the judiciary does join us in the last 20 minutes of the show today. That is confirmed. I'm having to cut back St. John Hunt's time next hour, but I'll have him back on for part two next week. Totally jam-packed. Finishing up with William Pepper, author, researcher, exposed the murder, assassination of Bobby Kennedy, Martin Luther King, and, of course, 9/11 being an inside job. And we've got him for about three more minutes. We're going to get him back up in the next few weeks to get more into actually prosecuting the criminals. We're trying to do that through the Congress. He was bringing up some other way to do it. Very dangerous work he's involved in. Ron Paul's plane just depressurized yesterday night. Very dangerous. Good chance it was an attempted assassination. There were seven congressmen on board. We'll talk about that with Mark Kornke coming up. Folks, we're in the danger zone right now. Make no mistake. But going back, Mr. Pepper, we got about 3.5 minutes finishing up your statements.
Okay. Well, we could discuss the whole Chavez phenomenon and that movement, the Bolivarian movement, at length another time. That takes a lot more time. The prosecution of the war criminals in Washington, I think, is essential. Vince Bugliosi, of course, has come out with a book now, advocating the prosecution of George Bush for murder, and he builds a case for a murder prosecution inside the United States, based upon the fact that over 4,000 soldiers have died on false pretenses and lies, and were sent to their deaths. And so he's talked about a domestic prosecution. And certainly that should go forward. But my interest would be more in a prosecution on international criminal law with respect to the number one crime, the war of aggression. Secondly, crimes against humanity and contravention of the torture statutes and the torture convention. That's all feasible. It involves more than Bush. It involves about 15 to 20 people in that administration, all of whom played a role. And there is a research team now, both in England at Oxford, where I've been involved in, and over here, that are developing a bill of indictment for that purpose. Now, it may be futile to submit that to the new attorney general next year, because that prosecution will probably never happen in the United States. But that has to be done procedurally before any foreign prosecution can commence, and that's what I think will probably happen. That there will be foreign prosecutions of these people eventually.
Well, I believe the prosecution should be done right here in the Republic, but if it's totally controlled and the Congress is cowed through threats, intimidation, and collusion, I think to internationally display the crimes to then trigger prosecution here is the avenue to go, plus the international order is so corrupted by the very same corporate interest and the UN crimes are covered up. But I do agree, any avenue to stall World War III and to hamstring the New World Order and kind of use its own mechanisms against itself is a good thing.
Let me tell you, Alex, I know a few foreign judges, magistrates and foreign judges who were chafing at the bit to actually undertake the prosecution of these people.
Well,
they're ready to go now. That's how much anger there is over what this crowd has done throughout the world.
Well, there's even a lot of elites that know this is reckless. This is Hitlerian, and it's endangering the whole planet, and everything is spiraling into a black abyss. William Pepper, thank you so much for spending time with us.
You're welcome. Good to be with you.
You bet. An amazing hour-long interview. Folks, we had Willie Nelson on today. That's why I cut 30 minutes of Mark's time, which he's gracious to give us an hour and a half. He's cut down to an hour. Because I wanted to call Willie up and have him on tomorrow, the next day, about the impeachment hearing. He said, let's do it today. And then he announced, hey, a caller called in, and I talked to him off air. He wants me to spearhead a truth conference / anti-war huge concert. This is totally wild. We have Dennis Kucinich coming on later in the next hour, Mark Kornke for the rest of this hour, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, ultra-massive transmission. The enemy's moving. We're moving against them to meet the threat. God is with us. Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Imagine if I'd come to you a couple of years ago and said to you, hey, gasoline prices are going to jump to $5 a gallon, and I know a way that we can store several hundred gallons for you, a year or two's supply of gasoline, buy it today at $2 a gallon, and when it goes to $5 a gallon, you'll be way ahead of the game. And you probably at the time would have said to me, you're nuts, get away, you're crazy, lunatic, go bye-bye, and okay, fine. Now I'm telling you, what's happened to gasoline is happening to food. Your grocery bill's going to skyrocket. And you can put bulk foods away at less than half the price of your regular grocery bill. And by tomorrow's standards, that could be at less than a fourth of the price, or an eighth of the price, or a sixteenth of the price. Hello, do you have an investor's brain or not? Pay attention. Storable foods, bulk foods from the J. Michael Stevens Company. EatFoodsDirect.com. Go there now, EatFoodsDirect.com. Get a year or two's worth of bulk foods while they still are available, and they won't be much longer. Or call them at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized the contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500. To qualify for the free webcam, WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, we are in the danger zone. Make no mistake, my friends. They've killed a lot of us. They've falsely imprisoned more of us. Like Mark Kornke, 7 years behind the wire for doing nothing but being run off the road by police. Trying to get his sons out of the car so they couldn't kill him, as they'd sworn to do. Further on the edge, ladies and gentlemen, the greater the intensity. I think you just heard the birth earlier of, you know how big Farm Aid is with Willie Nelson? He just said in and around Farm Aid, he will do a huge concert for 9/11 Truth. That is definitely punching it into overdrive. That will get a lot of attention. You can laugh at this cheesy 80s song, but it says it all. You don't know what you can do until you go ahead and go out on the edge. And those who haven't been out on the edge don't know what the edge is. But to all of you who stood up for liberty and freedom, going back thousands of years, the only reason we have any liberty or freedom is because of those men and women. I salute you. And I salute those who have the spirit of 1776 in them today, who are out there on the danger zone. And the rest of this song is for you. Then we go to Mark Kornke. David Rockefeller doesn't like the danger zone. He wants to put us in the danger zone. We're going to put him in the danger zone. Having a lot of fun here today. All right, I'm very excited about what's happening because we are really taking a lot of enemy fire. That means we're having an effect. But flight carrying Ron Paul, seven congressmen total, continental flight. They rarely depressurize. Massive total depressurization. They had to do an emergency landing. This is one of their favorite ways to kill people. Don't think for a minute this is an accident. There's been all sorts of threats. Ron Paul went before the House last week and said they're getting ready for martial law in World War III. They know he is one of the main leaders. They've been threatening Dennis Kucinich, threatening anybody that tries to stand in their way. Folks, we are going into the danger zone. The attack on Iran, martial law, all of it. That's why we've been having Mark Kornke on each week. Mark, I really appreciate you coming on.
Alex, and again, there are no accidents, technology like that especially. You've got to remember, with the level of redundancy and the work that's done, my question would be, with depressurization failure of the aircraft, hey, did they scramble two fighters the way they're supposed to check on the plane?
Well, they're just reporting it was a very serious total depressurization. Oxygen mask came down, again, it was one of those things, just like with Payne Stewart, where it just suddenly came on. People started getting dizzy, and thank God they got the plane down. That's one of their favorite ways. They killed some of Bush's pilots a few years ago, Bush Sr., coming in with a depressurization, hitting the light pole. They killed a lot of other people that way. I mean, this is not a coincidence, Mark. There's just no way.
Right, an interesting thing. The reason I was kind of being facetious there is, remember, any other time that the FAA has had an incident like this or a transponder failure, 600 times a year, fighter aircraft that are owned by the trillion-dollar Air Force of the United States, multi-trillion-dollar Air Force, go up and inspect or assist in whatever way they can to observe the aircraft to see if there's injury or damage and to help the pilots out by being able to instruct them. My curious question is here. They never did that once during 9/11. We know the story there. But in a situation like this, it would be policy and precautionary. And it was contrary to such when they failed to launch any aircraft in 9/11. In this situation, this would be normal, it'd be standard operating procedure to have a couple of planes lift off the air. And since we're in this war of terrorism and the war of terror, where we now don't care about Osama bin Laden, we don't protect the borders of America, we aren't securing the country at all, other than cavity searching grandma at the airport for plastic bottles of cosmetics. Woo-hoo, that's protecting the country. Meanwhile, are we maintaining this standard with the Air Force on standby and ready to go? I'd be curious about that.
Well, Mark, no, they didn't launch aircraft. And to answer your question, I have about four reports here in front of me. No, five reports here in front of me. But this is what happened. Ron Paul was about to really slam the FAA for all sorts of payoffs and corruption. He'd already been speaking of that. He's scheduled to be on tomorrow due to this freakout. Who knows? But they were going to a committee meeting today dealing with it, and he was going to be leading with those other six congressmen a fight to expose the corruption. That is actually in the KHOU Channel 11 out of Houston TV report. I mean, he's going to criticize the airlines and billions of dollars in cheating they're involved in, and his plane depressurizes. I mean,
by God, he better make sure that he stays on course, and pardon the pun on that, but you know what I mean? Stay on flight, stay on target, you're taking flak. That means you're hitting the proper target. When you know you're over the target, when you can feel the plane bucking from the air defense fire, you know what I mean? So for everybody out there listening, the best thing we can do right now is to everybody out there listening, no matter where you are, we need to give Ron Paul's office a support, you know, call in one form or another. Send him an email. Example, stay on course, Ron. You hit the right target. Obviously, it's time to dump the payload, okay?
I would call the White House and tell them don't do it. That's
yeah,
what I
heard that idea. Well, the other thing I would say is this. Now, and this is something that we had as a policy. I've flown millions of miles, of course, under a dozen, actually, your listeners know because they helped with this, under virtually thousands of names, okay, back in the day. And because of this, we were able to speak to millions and millions and millions of people and travel to 48 of the 50 states pretty much with impunity. And we got the message out and around. But there's a given point where people said, well, you can't fly anymore. Well, we understood the risk of that. But we continued anyway, and progressively there were more and more restrictions, and things, of course, were thrown in there to try and stumble things up. But there is a point, and I would say this of most any candidate like Ron Paul, where flying is not an option. And I would say this of many people right now, flying is not an option. It may take us a little bit longer, and keyword is a little bit longer. But for any of our key personnel, anybody out there listening, all of you people that are friends or allies of those individuals, we're going to need drivers. We're going to need security.
Well,
we're
I had a gut feeling. You know, Willie doesn't fly anymore. He drives in a bus. And I have a bad feeling. I'm, of course, going to be driving to the Denver convention, even though that's going to take about a day and a half, 2 days, just because I'm going to really, especially with these body scanners, with your scanning your naked body. Yeah, I mean, just everything is going to hell in a handbasket. And I think this was divine intervention, because a lot of times when they have these depressurizations, you know, shortly after takeoff, it is bad. And these are so rare. I mean, this is just so bad. Or it may have just been a warning, but I tell you, he gives a speech last week saying they're getting ready to drop the hammer. He's going in to expose the FAA and the airlines, and then they depressurize the aircraft. I mean, this is getting bad.
Well, let's focus again on making sure we give the right support where it's needed. And again, everybody out there listening can do a little bit. Pick up the phone, say hi. Hopefully everybody's okay. And by the way, stick to the course. We'll help you in any way that we can.
Well, we're going to have Ron Paul on tomorrow. And I guess flooding their lines is fine. Maybe even with a political donation or something when we call. But you know, the main thing is, I think, letting the enemy know that we are fully aware of their activities. And, Mark, do you have any doubt that this wasn't either a message or an attempted murder, and that I think divine intervention was involved?
Oh, I think more or less it was probably something that was intentionally engineered. I mean, number one, the problem is, we've always argued, this is why aircraft are dangerous, is because, like the Kennedy, young Kennedy, when he was assassinated in his personal aircraft, the pilot is not watching the plane 24 hours a day. The crew and the pilot may have no clue what's going to happen. On the other hand, in some cases, the pilots are even flat-out told, well, either cooperate with this situation or, you know, it's the old mafia routine. They did this when they got rid of Torrijos in Panama. The pilot was basically told, I mean, this is one of the rules in Central America, either, you know, go down with the plane or they wipe out their family, the cat, the dog, and everybody else.
Yeah, what they do is they send you photos of your children playing in the backyard, and they say, I'm going to rape this one for weeks before I slit their throat. And I've had them threaten my children. I know they've threatened your children. And you know what? We're just committed, you bastard scumbags. We know you're murdering trash, and you're going to be defeated.
And we're going to hunt them down and let's put it this way. We're not going to lower ourselves to their standard, but we're going to do to them what needs to be done to properly incarcerate, to try, and to bring to light. This is the one thing they're terrified of, is they've always thought they operate complete shadows. They don't. We're going to switch all the lights on, and the cockroaches will have no place to run. That's what they're terrified of. We must look at them and tell them that we see them for what they are. That's the most critical aspect of everything we're doing right now. Look at them and just, they quail, they shudder, they are terrified. When you don't look at them with fear, but you look at them with disgust because you know what they've done and who they are.
Yeah, I've done this to politicians at events, and they start freaking out, sweating, because they're cowards. They love murdering children, bombing women. These are literal demons from the crack of hell. And they're not going away until we defeat them. That's what people don't understand.
Right.
They don't have a choice, do they, Mark? This isn't going to stop. They're not going away. They want a big bloody meal off of us, and we just can't let them do it.
With minimal cost. Remember, that's the whole idea. Remember, throw you in the cattle chute, run you down the chute, give you a mouthful of grain, and, oh, man, it's pretty good, pretty tasty. It's wheat. Nom, nom, nom. Hey, we're moving forward. Hey, we're moving forward. Hey, what's the guy with the gun? Oh, too late. That's what they'd like to see happen. We're not going to. That's why you need to be organized in the physical world. That's why the militia must be in place. It's part of the checks and balances.
Because you don't have a choice when they're taking you to a FEMA camp. You don't have a choice. We're not looking for war. They take first blood. That's it. We're going to keep talking behind the scenes right now, Mark.
2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Life has changed. We're not 21 anymore. We have responsibilities. That's why there's drinking made hangover defense. Sure, we've done our share of partying.
Yeah, dude.
Now, kicking back with the neighbors and a few beers is more our style. But let's face it, as we get older, even that can leave us feeling run down the next morning. With Drinkin' Mate, you can have a few drinks tonight without waking up feeling like you had a few. Drinkin' Mate's patented and proven formula of guava leaf extract has antioxidants and other unique properties that help prevent the headache, queasy stomach, and dehydration even a few drinks can leave behind. Just dissolve one Drinkin' Mate in water and take it before bed. It's that easy. The next morning, bring on the responsibilities. Drinkin' Mate Hangover Defense is available at retailers nationwide. Pick up some today. Remember your Drinkin' Mate and wake up feeling great.
Keep out of reach of children under 6 years of age. If you accidentally swallow more than used for brushing, seek professional assistance or contact a poison control center immediately. Why would you or your family use a product with this warning? If you're looking for a safe and natural alternative to keep your teeth healthy, clean, and sparkling, then you need Soli Smile All-Natural Tooth Powder, the first tooth powder of its kind. Soli Smile contains 84 mineral-rich Himalayan sea salt, baking soda, and xylitol, a sugar substitute with long-lasting dental benefits. Soli Smile comes in 5 flavors, made from grade A essential oils, so I know it'll please even your kids. You'll also appreciate the convenient 2-ounce airline-safe size. Try some, and you too will have a Soli Smile. Order some today at SoliSmile.com. That's SOLAYSmile.com. Or call us toll-free, 866-497-0274. That's 866-497-0274. Mention GCN for a free gift, complete with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
He is our guest. He's going to tell you how to get the most up-to-date militia manuals, training videos, preparation. Most of it's free on YouTube and Google. He's got links to that as well. We do not want war, ladies and gentlemen. We want peace. But we will not go to death camps. We will not have foreign troops and felons rape our families. We will defend the Republic 110%. We are trying every avenue, as the founders did, to peacefully energize the public, the military, and police to join the Republic and to realize they have been overtaken and brainwashed by the New World Order crime syndicate. But we will defend ourselves. Mark Kornke.
So, interestingly enough, we've got Igor right down there in your neck of the woods talking about this, these new red brigades, the new, spies, the eco-freaks, the eco-police. Now, I'm a conservationist, and I understand full well preservation of life, and I love the planet, but there's a basic rule here that these characters are just another re-engineered version of all of the rest of the nonsense they keep proposing. A national police force, a national spy network, rodents everywhere watching over everybody else. Real quick, for part of your reading assignment, find the book The Fabian Freeway. the Fabian Freeway. We are dealing with Fabian the Socialist, the hardcore element of all of socialism. They are at Oxford. By the way, Oxford was mentioned at the end of the last hour, I will point out. Beware there, because Oxford is the core of Fabian socialism and their agenda for world domination, literally world domination. They brag about it. If you haven't seen George Orwell standing in front of the picture of the 12 wise men, which is a stained glass at Oxford, and if you don't understand that those are the critters who were orchestrating global entities such as the League of Nations and fabricated World War One.
Mark, I totally agree with you. And then they have the false left system as what we run to out of the stage fascist system. In fairness to Pepper, though, some of the people that go through that system see the big picture and don't like it and then turn against it. And I think he's one of them.
And try to move away. But the problem is the machine itself is hopefully through osmosis, like sticky material on a fly trap, try to pull you back in one form so you don't get too far away. And that's the dangerous part. Remember, yeah, you can affect to a degree, but most important is we need to build new. And this is true also with regard to even the multiple generations within the militia, the way it has developed over the years. The militia was here before everything. People go, oh, that's sacrilege.
Marine Corps, before the Army, before
that's
the
right.
Founding Fathers, they are the Sons of Liberty. They are the Corps. They did it all.
In fact, interestingly enough, remember, the war didn't start until 1775. The Declaration of Independence doesn't come around until 16 months later, 1776. We are taught 1776, so we will ignore history.
The Sons of Liberty were around in 1760.
That's right. They were, in fact, it was anticipated that the American Revolution would probably start around 1765 based upon the abuses and the train of abuses that preceded. What took place is because of the money change and a number of other actions, the British were able to stall that off. In other words, they appeased to a degree and they realized, wait a minute, well, the stove's getting a little too hot. We don't want them to figure out what's going on. We're boiling the frog too fast. So they backed off, but then a chain of abuses came into play to include the occupation, and in fact, the forced housing and feeding of British troops on colonial soil, on American houses. This is part of a long, progressive occupation.
And we're seeing a replay of all of it.
In 1775, the forces then tried to confiscate the arms. They came out many times. Paul Revere didn't make his ride once. He made his ride at least seven times, and you could count actually nine, depending on how you look at it.
In fact, they stopped him and wanted to arrest him, and they said, you're the guy.
Yeah, that was on April 18th, through to April 19th. But before that, he had made the ride many times, and the militia had mobilized, and the British forces had come out of Boston. They were forced to retreat because the militia across the whole of the countryside was active, because the militia was the whole of the people.
And by the way, folks, you're not directed by any one individual or group. It is a basic manifesto of liberty and freedom. It is a code to where this is leaderless resistance. It is unstoppable. They're taking women and children to camps. You defend them. Period.
And everybody pitches in. And this is one of the things where we said, what do you do when your neighbors attack? Well, number one, if at all possible, you organize virtually so that you are working together. When a foreign invader, and a foreign invader can be the federal forces askew, if an individual, if any kind of enforcement agency is acting, and it is an obvious, apparent, you know, it'd be apparent beyond a shadow of a doubt.
In a rogue fashion.
When they are acting and they are violating, when you see them beating women, when you see them shooting people arbitrarily, which is one of the things that you are going to see. This isn't going to be a kind of sort of. I'll give you another example here real quick. We had all the information. I brought this up in American Peril 3. I got attacked left and right for the torture issue. We had all the documentation on what they were proposing for torture over 13 years ago.
Stay there, Mark. Everybody's got to go to InfoWars.com to hear the behind the scenes with Mark. Everybody else, we'll be right back. Thank you all for tuning in.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at lasemedinc.com. That's LASEMEDINC.com today.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
When I learned that the accumulation of acidic waste was the likely cause of my painful joints, lack of energy, and weight gain, I knew I would have to change to a more alkaline diet, but it just seems so difficult. Then a friend suggested I try a Jupiter Water Ionizer from SnyderHealth.com and detox my body even before I changed my diet by drinking alkaline ionized water. Drinking water? Now that's something I can handle. The guys at Snyder Health took the time to explain all of the different options and helped me choose the ionizer that was right for me. I use my new Jupiter ionizer for everything, for drinking, for cooking. And since I've been drinking the water, I have more energy, my joint pains are gone, and I already lost 7 pounds, and my skin looks great. Give them a call today at 877-356-2508 to find out which ionizer is right for you. They offer a full 30-day money-back guarantee and free shipping, so there's absolutely no risk. You can visit them on the web at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Rich the Retainer, recap that, Mark, and then bring us up to where we are today.
And, you know, one of the most important things here, years ago, the king could take the whole family. He could grab the wife, he could grab the kids, but he could grab the grandma and grandpa. And when I said digging up bodies, that's not an exaggeration, people. One of the things was desecration of graves. Much in the same way that you would draw and quarter a person and take their body parts and, you know, put the skulls on the Bridge of London, on London Bridge, and then take the body parts and spread them all over the countryside. They would do this also with family members' remains.
In fact, Cromwell had the king dug up and cut up, and then I believe he was dug up, too, and beheaded.
And another example is, remember, even for people who are wondering about this, even in the movie Braveheart, you see an example, remember, where he had to go. They desecrated the graves of his brother and his father, and so he went and dug up the grave of his wife and moved her body so she could not be desecrated by the enemy. Think about that. This is stuff that sounds so bizarre, but it is the nature of your enemy.
Well,
Prima Noctu,
Prima Noctu is also in there where they would demand, you know, with your virgin wife on the honeymoon, they would try to impregnate her, quote, breed them out, and then they would even pick people that were their, you know, unofficial sons and give them power to be go-betweens with the local slave class.
Exactly. And, again, people are going, well, that's back then, really? Let's put it, there's a whole issue here, and we need to spend a couple of days on all the networks talking about the straw man, because the straw man is where Americans have been put back into bondage, and it's the admiralty law of our enemies who are the bar members, the British Accredited Registry, the British Accredited Regency. These creatures of the bar are royalists who have come back in to rebond, reindenture the American people. We are no different in the battlefield today as we were in 1775. and they are using the Declaration of Independence as a checklist to go step by step. Now, real quick here, we have a number of different manuals, and I want to make sure we get this out. If you want to find out more information, you can go to PBN, P.O. Box 194, Dexter, Michigan, 48130. Again, that's PBN, P.O. Box 194, Dexter, that's D-E-X-T-E-R, Michigan, 48130. And send us SASE if you want to, or, now here's a list, because I want to make sure I get this out, Alex, a couple times today. Number one, we have PM8-94, How to Start and Train a Militia Unit. This is a single PM manual, part of the several manuals that are the latest family going out all over the country to all of our new people. And it's PM8-94, How to Start and Train a Militia. Cost is $5 plus 6 stamps. Now, you send 6 stamps, that's because the postage varies all over the country. It's a patchwork quilt. Anyway, $5 plus 6 stamps. Covers the cost, keeps the lights on, allows the printing presses to continue to run. Number 2 is PM10. We're going to simplify this. PM10. It's Militia Standard Operating Procedure, SOP. Cost is $7 for this manual, plus 6 stamps in shipping. Again, that's the Militia SOP. It's PM10. That is $7 plus 6 regular stamps. Now, you can send check or money order to Nancy, last name K-O-E-R-N-K-E. That's who the check or money order is made out to, Nancy, K-O-E-R-N-K-E. And the address is PBN, P.O. Box 194, Dexter, Michigan, 48130. Now, this is a part of a family of manuals, and we will be sending updates on this. The printer is doing an excellent job. She has done some phenomenal work. I'm very happy with it. I'm going to point out that a lot of the artwork that you see has all been done by people in the Patriot effort. But,
Mark,
you know,
tell folks about your new book, The First in the Battle for the Republic series.
There are 3 books that are out. The one printer is, we're having a heck of a time because the original went out to the printer, another printer out west. But Battle for the Republic, it's the second book series I've written. The first is The Dagger Wars. There are 12 books. We've gone through 3 printings. It's for militia command training. We are going to publicly release this probably by the end of the year because it's been in private circulation for 3 years now. That's The Dagger War. It's 12 books. Battle for the Republic begins where The Dagger War ends. And Battle for the Republic, Book 1, The Dance of Swords, is basically the how it starts. The present book that is most recently in printing is Battle for the Republic, The Winter War. Cost is $25. These are signed copy editions. Anybody who wants a copy, again, use the PBN, P.O. Box 194, Dexter, Michigan, 48130 address. And it's Battle for the Republic, The Winter War. That printing, the latest one, is out right now. We just got the latest boxes from the printer. It's not just a storyline. This is a how-to. The objective, one of the reasons I want to do is explain the psyche, explain the experience, try to give you a taste. And I'm not going to ruin the read for you, but there's something I'll say about this when we come on the air some other time later, Alex. I want more people to read it. And we do want input. I want people to respond, because I know that many thousands of this book are already out. Battle for the Republic, The Winter War. It's $25. If you're going to have it signed, the only thing I ask is print out the name you want it signed to so that I can read it, so I can make sure I script it properly for you. That's up to you. You don't have to send a name, and okay, you don't have to have it signed.
Mark, before you leave us in the next 25 minutes or so, there's a few things. My uncle last week when you were on with us, he wanted to know, just in a nutshell, how you dealt with 7 years of false incarceration and came out even stronger and more eloquent, not even near broken, in fact, energized. But before we do that, people misinterpret what I'm about to say because they love to, but you understand it. You've dealt with it. You've lived it. So I want to bring this up to you. I don't want to sit here and tell people, go join the militia so that they go fall into the hands of feds trying to provocateur. Here's an example. We were talking about Israelis in the news yesterday. I learned of it as it was ending. We're here in town, and they're taking hundreds of Austin cops back to brainwash them about how to set up a police state here. We've got an Israeli intelligence running around killing people in Austin. There's no doubt of that. I mean, it's just open messages to everybody. And Aaron goes, who just got out of UT 2.5 years ago, he's been here ever since, he's like, oh, my God, I remember when I was just part of an anti-war group, I come walking out on the street, and this guy runs up and goes, I'm an Israeli, I'm anti-war, but don't think the government doesn't know who you are. Let's attack George Bush. And he just said, get the hell away from me, but then saw the guy at other meetings trying to stir stuff up. Of course, I mean, they're trying to create fake groups or get idiots to go out and, you know, do something violent. So this is happening.
The question is how to organize.
Let me just stop you, Marcus. I want to put this out for people. The BATF back in 1994 wanted to demonize, and of course Mark knows this, but for the audience, wanted to demonize militias. So they went and found a methamphetamine cooking Hell's Angels subgroup called the Vipers in Arizona. Total idiots. And the guy gave him hundreds of thousands of dollars in drugs. And then he just said, let's just call ourselves a militia. I'll give you money. We'll dress up in uniforms and joke around. And then they busted them and said guns, drugs, Viper militia. And so I want to be clear to people. A militia person wears a suit and goes down and speaks to city council. They're also ready to defend their country from enemies foreign and domestic. They're ready to help in floods or fires or emergencies. We don't creep around and hide in the bushes, but people also do covertly have other subgroups and cells that train in case we were ever invaded, say, by the Russians. And so anybody that tells you to creep around and let's do something illegal or let's go burn down the sheriff's department, that is a Fed. That is an informant. That is someone who wants to send you to prison. So, Mark, I think if we're inviting people to form militias, which is American as mom and apple pie and more so than baseball, came before the flag, before apple pie, before baseball, let's explain to them how to not be infiltrated.
Absolutely. First of all, most important is if you want to know who you can trust, think about your family. The bottom line is this, that we're looking at a one man, you know, the individual can train by himself effectively, first of all, and can join as needed as things develop. There are people that argue that way.
That is the unstoppable force, the individual.
That is the unstoppable force. Go in the mirror and take a look in the mirror. There's the person who's going to stop this thing from happening times the millions upon millions of people who are listening. Number two is, remember, five-man fire team. Well, guess what? You're talking about home defense. You're talking about protecting a retreat. You're talking about defending your community. Well, look at your friends and family that you've known for either all your life or for, say, 20 and 30 years. Is there any doubt what that person's been doing? Well, that's the person you want to turn to and you want to work with. And all of you listening, some of you are going, well, I don't know. Well, you better start working on educating as many people as you can. And that's where all the database comes in that we've provided through the Patriot effort.
And by the way, this isn't even military at some levels. This is just your cousin, your brother, your neighbor, your war buddies. This is going out and getting 10 acres, 20, 30 acres together, starting gardens, hanging out. You know, it's fun to get together in tribal units of mutual defense. And you all need your own army. Keeps. Go ahead.
That's right. And by the way, this is biblical. If you go into the Old Testament, even with regard to Moses and how he moved the people, there was a point where his father, remember his father-in-law came in and said, you're exhausting yourself. I'm abbreviating this. He said, you're exhausting yourself. And he goes, yeah, well, you're trying to do everything. You're trying to micromanage everything. You can't do this. You have to assign and you have to work with smaller increments of people. And this is why the people will be divided. And that's where you see the whole numerical issue come forward about how best to govern the people and how to operate. Well, the same is true with militia formations. You get too big, you're too wild. Basically, it's the same thing with the military. They don't have these blob formations. They work with specific increments, and here's the kicker. Nobody realizes that they get their information from biblical guidelines. Uh-oh. Oh, heaven forbid. Oh, the communists are all putting their hands over the ears and shrieking away from the radio on that one. Well, of course they are. Socialists are, too. Oh, don't say that. But the bottom line is that the concept of how best to manage a group of people or groups of people was laid down in the Old Testament nigh on how many thousand years ago? Uh-oh. Yeah, that's right.
That's in Leviticus, isn't it?
You can go right through Leviticus, Numbers. Also, again, almost all of the Old Testament reinforces it over and over again. In fact, sometimes, this is what's interesting, if you go through some of the text, you know, different books, it's reinforced three times over. Now, there's a rule there. Remember, any time that it's biblically reinforced like that, it is most important. So it will actually be reinforced and reinforced and reinforced. And I do this sometimes, not jokingly, but not jokingly on the air. When I repeat something three times, it's, again, to show that it's doctrinally you're reinforcing it systematically. Most important here is, again, you can work with your brother, your cousin, your uncle, Dad, okay, dad's working with his sons. His sons work with their grand, you know, with his grandsons. You know these people. There is no doubt. Now, again, you're training as individuals. Let me give you some real quick hints here. Get airsoft. Why should you get airsoft? I'm abbreviating because we only got so much time. Airsoft is cheap. You can go to centerfiresystems.com. Buy an Airsoft 45 for $6.95. It does everything a 45 does when it comes to operation, even drops a magazine. You can fire indoors all day, absolutely quietly, and practice at marksmanship, not piddle around and just popping the curtains. You can actually lay out a range and have a copy of an AR-15, a copy of a H&K pistol, a copy of a Smith pistol, a copy of a 45. And with airsoft and with little targets, you can actually practice all of the basic skills.
Well, take BB
over
guns.
And over and over again.
Take BB guns. I haven't had time the last really 10 years to shoot every week, every day like I did growing up. But I was trained, you know, all the guys are old World War II vets. This is almost, people freak out when they say this, but I was shooting 410s when I was four. And I remember taking me out.
Everybody I know was.
Yeah, people don't believe that, though, who don't know gun culture. And that goes back hundreds of years in our frontier training. And the shotgun was put in my hands. I was taught basic safety. And I would shoot coffee cans at close range just to get me used to the fire, the recoil, and not be afraid of it. This was all systematic. Then you're given a BB gun. You're always watched when you're little when you have it. You're taught how to shoot it, how to aim it. Then you're given a .22 when you're six. Then a shotgun. And by the time I was like 12 years old, I could shoot through the same hole at 200 yards with a .243 with just a $100 sight. Now I can't do that. But
if you can within a quarter inch group, guess what, Alex? You'll have any AK-74, M4, or any rifle the
but,
enemy
I mean, that's
has,
my point, though, is with that basic training I was given, I had no idea I was being given the training that made Davy Crockett and made the people at the Alamo and everything else. But that's what America was, and that's why when we went to war, it was so powerful. Now we're losing those skills, is what I'm saying.
Well, now here's the thing. Airsoft, one of the advantages, and I'm focusing everybody on this for a reason. Airsoft is a few dollars for the simplest models. Don't go buy the most expensive unless you already got them. Don't worry about it. You can get a copy of the AR-15 that does everything the AR-15 does. Here's the advantage. I can take five of those rifles. I can put five people in a ring on a little range in the basement. I can teach them basic pistol and rifle marksmanship without any fear of anybody being injured. I will teach them to the point where it becomes second nature. The next tier is to take them to a conventional range, saving ammunition by wasting most of my time where I would be consuming ammo, teaching people basic pistol craft.
And by the way, folks, this isn't about the bravado and uniforms and outfits. It's just quiet, serious, happy, hidden in plain view, gearing up to defend your families from the aggravated felons the police and military are hiring en masse.
Oh, and by the way, I think we should be very proud, though, of the fact that we are all in the militia. In fact, everybody trying to, we don't have to apologize.
No, I'm not saying be quiet with everybody else. I mean, you know what I mean, not waving guns around acting foolish.
Right, just the reverse. That's the whole idea behind progressive training. This is the whole point. When you teach a person to use the weapon on the range, focus is the key. Everything becomes center. The target weapon becomes the control device. And the target becomes the center of the universe, and everything is focused upon that, and it requires one key word, discipline. Tied in with that is responsibility. Most people don't want to be responsible. They want to be two-year-old children sucking on something constantly, staring at a boob tube, and having somebody else run everything they do. We're not going to be two-year-olds. We're all going to be adults.
And I think militia training also should start with people going out and hiking up, 10-mile hikes up hillsides.
This is where, again, step one is we're teaching basic rifle marksmanship. People get a chance to get out and get physically active. We get into the weapons phase. We now have basic training and are familiar with the form, feel, and basic operation of the weapon we're going to graduate to. Now, even if you don't have those weapons, here's another advantage. You now have familiarity with an arm that you may capture or acquire in the future. One of the other reasons that even though people say, well, they're just toys, those airsoft is such a cheap, vastly advanced training aid that you couldn't go out and build if you wanted to do
it. Well, that's how I'm already training my 4-year-old daughter, my 5-year-old son, is that you just give them the little plastic, safer dart guns, the airsoft you're talking about, and they're in the house shooting targets all day and don't even know they're being trained for firearm use.
And that's right. And you can do it all day without anybody knowing. Now, step two is, again, equipment and gear. Remember to tailor the equipment that you're... Somebody's going to go, I need an assault vest. I need to have what they're using in Iraq. What they're using in Iraq is not effective for most of the terrain or battlefield of the United States. Hate to tell you guys, most of the junk that's being used over there is specifically engineered for the battlefields of the desert and for a specific and unique environmental condition. Deserts are just like tropical rainforests. They're very specialized. We live in a temperate environment, so your equipment has to be tailored and engineered, plus camouflaged to meet the needs of the battlefield that you're looking at right now, that you're living in. Now, Texas has some tan.
Well, that means you're wearing, if it's in the city, you're wearing a T-shirt with a jacket that's got all the pockets you need, ready to be slipped right over, and pants so you blend in. That's what I forgot about a lot of the mainline militias running around the city in camo and commander outfits. The militia needs to be able to be covert or overt, whatever it needs to be. Mark, let's talk behind scenes about that.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
You like being a puppet, sir? You like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Strange days have called us. Strange days have tracked us down.
All right, the government is hiring aggravated felons and illegal alien aggravated felons, mashing them against us, openly training to murder us and put us into camps en masse and forcibly inject us and nerve gas our cities. And the founding fathers said the militia is to defend against the criminal government. That was in the Supreme Court brief last month, and against common street thugs. So we're here talking about what is the law, what America is. If you're against the militia, as a lot of Mark says, pot-licking neocons are, you're against the republic. Mark, we got this segment and one more. You're going over people forming up into just civil defense groups. That's what the militia is. We didn't even have the National Guard until 1906. and preparing. And a lot of that means finding a place with a water well, you know, having storable food, and just being ready to defend your family is really what this comes down to. Or you can go to the camp and let the foreign troops put you in a mass grave, and I guess that's what a lot of you are going to do. Mark Hornke.
Well, another thing here real quick is, if you're interested, search Mark, last name K-O-E-R-N-K-E. Look for videos. You'll find Equipping for the New World Order Part 1 and 2 on YouTube and in other places where other people have posted, and I want to say thank you because it's publicly available. That gives you basic information. You've got goofs that are going to comment back and forth. The bottom line is this. A lot of people have never been in uniform or never used equipment before. This was designed to give you ideas. You run with the ball. When it comes to what you need to get the job done, you're going to have to figure out what fits your wallet combined with what it is that ergonomically works with your age group, which is something I address. You've got very young people. If your children were separated from you and you've got them dancing around in circles with nothing on, when they get separated, if they get separated from you, you'd be gnashing of teeth and running of hair and whatever, okay? Instead, you put a 72-hour kit together that fits that child and is on their back. It has to be user-friendly. If something happens and they get separated, you're going to have to instruct them on what to do or how to deal with this, even if they're a small child. You give
well,
them the
everybody
basic...
now, when especially most of us live in these urban centers, you need to have a place where you meet your wife and children, especially if they're older children. And then if that place doesn't work, a backup secondary place. And if I don't meet you here in an hour, I'll meet you here in 24 hours or here in 3 days.
Progressive evacuation to move away from the epicenter of the threat. And a threat can be government trying to create a police state.
Now, remember, we have a rogue government that blew up buildings on 9/11. They're not
playing games.
They're not nice, and they're not going away.
So focus on moving away from the objective. Again, one of the things I did, go to YouTube and punch in Equipping for the New World Order Part 1 and 2. You'll find them posted there. If you want a nice copy, a brand new copy on DVD, we got them here. You can make as many copies as you want. Equipping for the New World Order Part 1 and Part 2, and there's going to be a Part 3 very soon. But Equipping 1 and 2, again, go to PBN, P.O. Box 194, Dexter, Michigan, 48130, and $25 for the set of DVDs. Make copies. The only thing I ask is make copies in their entirety so people get all the information.
But, Mark, more importantly, give out the website. That's how a lot of listeners, 75% of our listeners are on the web. Give out the website where people can find that.
If you want to go to all of our links, go to libertytreeradio.4mg.com. That's libertytreeradio.4mg.com, and then go to the video links. Real quick there on that YouTube, if you go to our YouTube site, please, everybody listening, take the time and do this. We just posted the latest sub-equipping video. It's the latest one. Will be on our page. Go to YouTube and then go to Liberty Tree Radio. The latest one is on rations, and the idea is you can improvise from 1,000 directions, people. Somebody says, I only have $5 to work with a week. You give me that $5, and I'm going to be looking like a woodchuck with what
Mark,
I got.
Stay there, Mark. Mark, final segment. I want to come back and talk about your time in prison and how you psychologically dealt with being set up and then being put in there and came out stronger on the other side. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Battle for the Republic.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.